Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about another divorced single mom who is attractive, I think. I mean, I don't see her without makeup, so, you know, give that for what it's worth. But were I to see her out and about and she said and winked and was a little flirty, I might say, how you doing? But the problem is that women are not understanding why men do not want to date a woman with kids. And this is just another example of how even, you know, when you're young and you're attractive, or at least attractive enough to get attention from a lot of men, women think, I have a lot of options available. And when you're married, even with a ring on, a guy will still smile and guys will still flirt with you and they still give you attention. And so a lot of times I think women say, well, my husband's kind of gotten fat, he's boring, it's not exciting anymore, and I get all this attention from men, so maybe I'll get single again, and then I'll go out there and enjoy the dating life, and because I started dating when I was very young, and I didn't get, you know, maybe I was with him since high school or college, and I didn't get to live the fantastic life of having all these men chase after me and get all this attention from guys, and that sounds fun, and I'm getting attention now, but I'm tied down. And so I want to be single again and get out there and have some fun. And then they do, and they get all this action because they're pretty good looking. But then when they say, well, you know, I'd like something serious, guys, like, you got two kids and or whatever, and they bail. And then the women are like, uh-oh, am I going to be alone the rest of my life? Shocking, you might be. So here we have an article from the Daily Mail. I like the Daily Mail because it's kind of a trashy rag, but they do, I mean, these are articles that are done by or about women, and these are interviews. And so, you know, we take it for what it's worth, but still, we have a divorced single mother, 33, says she has no problem getting dates with men who call her beautiful. That's not a surprise. You can be 33 and beautiful. Doesn't mean a man wants to marry 33. Doesn't mean a man wants to date long-term 33 with kids. Now, when you get to be, you know, a lot of times it's very easy for guys in the manosphere to say, only date up to age 23 or only get serious with women that have never been with a guy, or that, you know, very tradcon thinking. And that's okay if you want to think that way. I'm fine with that if that's your standards. But as you get a little bit older, you can loosen your criteria a little bit for casual dating and having fun. And so a 50-year-old guy or 45-year-old guy or whatever might look at 33 and say, she's attractive. She's younger than me by 15 years. And I, you know, hey, fun is fun. But then when it comes down to time to settle down and get serious, not so much. So they say here, Naomi Way, 33, has been on more than 30 dates since her divorce 4 years ago. So let's see, 8 times 4 is 32. So that's about eight dates or eight. I don't know if that's dates or short relationships. What, they don't really clarify that, but that's 8 a year, so that's one, you know, one every month and a half or so. So she's getting attention. She believes men see her children and her being a young divorcee as baggage. That is a warning sign when you're young with two young kids and you say, oh, I'm freshly divorced. Because again, smart men know these statistics. Usually it's the women that initiate it. In this article, they don't say who initiated it, but to me it kind of sounds like she did. She wants people to understand that single mothers are not needy like you expect. You may not be needy, but you still have kids, which is a whole different look. I'll give you an example. Let's say I meet some, like, I don't know, I'm a hot Russian chick while I'm on vacation, and she doesn't have kids, and we have some good flirting action, and we decide to meet, I don't know, in Thailand for some hot vacation. If she gets a month off of work, I get a month off of work, we fly, we meet, we go see Thailand together, we go have a good old time, we really end up spending good time together. You can do that because she doesn't have kids. You can't even go to the movies a lot of times without getting a babysitter. Or if you do, you're going to go watch a Disney flick. And good luck, because then if you want to go back to her place, you got to wait till the kids are all settled down before you can try to get a little action in the bedroom. It's just a different world. It's a different world. Naomi Way, 33, receives compliments regularly from people on Bumble and Tinder, but has been single for 4 years since her divorce. The mother from Solihull, West Midlands, has struggled to find the man of her dreams and was once told by an ex-date that her children were baggage, a term she finds hurtful. The reason why they're called baggage is because to the guy, they are baggage. It's like, well, we've got to always plan for these things that you have to drag around for the next 18 years. I know it sucks, but, you know, it is a guy dating a woman is just casually dating. A guy dating a mom, he has to think about her schedule. Can she get a babysitter? Does he get involved with the kids' lives? If he does, is he going to be a replacement for the father figure? Or is he not going to be allowed to be a parent at all? What if he wants kids later on in life? Does she want to have any more? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And when it becomes a long-term thing, that's what guys are thinking about. When it's just a hit it and quit it, a smash and dash, you know, they don't care if you have kids or not. Just, can you come over for a booty call? Or can we go out, you know, this Friday? Women have to understand that. Same thing with a guy that shows up with two or three kids and a woman that's young and single that wants kids of her own, maybe. She's going to say, well, geez, if I have a kid or two with him, now we got like five kids. That's a lot of kids. It goes both ways, I'm sure. And I know some of you single dads can probably leave some stories that are like we talk about. She told the Sun that it's not hard to get matches on dating apps and has been on at least 30 dates, but none of them have worked out. Here's the thing. If you put in the dating app, my kids are my world, I'm a mom of two, so on and so forth, but you look like she does, which is, you know, cute. Like I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, right? Guys are still going to hit you up, and guys are still going to go on dates with you, hoping that there's some chemistry, and maybe they can get a little piece of the pie. And if they do, great, for a while, until you want to get serious, and then they're going to be like, nope, I'm out. And so even though you put this in a dating profile, it's not going to stop men from trying to take you out and having some action. That's just the way it is. So you have to be very careful with screening. But if you're not, because you're chasing Chads, don't know what to tell you. By the time she turned 30, Ms. Way was married and divorced with two daughters. She met her first husband. What does that mean, she met her first husband? When she was 16 years old, and they tied the knot when that she was then 24 and had a baby a year later. So she was 16 years old, dated for 8 years, and then they got married or dated and whatever, and then had their, Try this again. She was 16. They were married, got married when she was 24, and at 25, she had her first kid. And so which means her kid, by the time she's 33, one kid is 8 and the other one is younger than that. In a quest to find love, Ms. Way has dated people of all ages and from all across the country, including London and Wigan. So it sounds like she's looking everywhere for love and she's not finding any long-term success. Something else that really catches me here, though, is she met her first husband when she was 16 and they tied the knot when she was 24. I didn't read all the way through this. Maybe she's been married twice? She said she wants people to, or at least she's saying, well, this is my first husband. My second husband I'll meet later. And then I'm planning on getting divorced when I'm old and gray and taking all his money. She said she wants people to understand that single mothers are strong and independent and not needy like they might expect. Oh, we know you're strong and independent woman and the kids are your world. But we also know that, again, walking in on this relationship, if you're a woman with two kids and a puppy dog, we come in fifth place just off the get-go. So a guy doesn't want to walk in and say, this is a lot of money to front, because if I become insta-dad in a long-term relationship, I got two kids maybe that want to go to college. Each child, I think I read in a statistic somewhere, between 250 and 300,000 from 0 to 18. And that's how much they cost. So two kids is $500,000. So if a guy's saying, hey, okay, $500,000, I don't know if I can get in as a dad, there's just too much up in the air. No way are guys interested in this. Single moms will get attention for intimacy and for their looks and for being great people, if they're great people. But it doesn't mean a guy's going to stick around and want to be a part of that world. And I don't know why women don't understand that. And the other thing is, too, that if they are single moms, they have to understand that they may... The thing is, if you're a... This is my take on this, but if you're a single mom and you say, but I'm a good woman and I have a kid or two and I want to date, I need love too. Okay, you can find a guy and he might date you long term. but he doesn't want to be financially responsible for the kids. He may or may not want to be part of the kids' lives, or if it is, he wants it to be casual or spaced out. And he may not be able to fall deeply head over heels in love, because she even says she hasn't found her next future, whatever, you know, her dream man. You may not find your dream man when you have young kids. You can still find dates. You can still find guys that are interested in you and that will love to hang out with you and date you, but doesn't mean they're going to be serious about you. And that's something that women need to understand when the thing of kids comes up, is you have to say, if I'm going to have these kids, I'll probably need to stay or should stay married until they're 18 or 16 or 17. They're independent and they can live on their own. Then if you want to get divorced, get divorced. But then you're just a single person again. And by that time, yeah, you might say, oh my gosh, but I'm going to be 45. Okay, then it is what it is. You know, you need to think about these things before you have a family. Even if you're happily married, you need to understand, hey, may need to and should hang out in this, even if we don't get along until the kids are on their own. Or you understand that you're going to be single for a long part of this. The mother too says when she tells men to speak about her situation, they often say the same excuse or ghost her, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to quickly jump down through here. Let me see how I'm on time. Okay. Single moms, 10 uncomplicated reasons men refuse to date single moms. And this is written by a woman. Do they have her name? Well, they don't have her name up here, but many times she references as we women. So I know it's a woman. They don't want to deal with baggage that comes with being a single mom. Though everyone has baggage, it's difficult, or it's different when it's an actual human life to be considered. And some men consider that heavy baggage. Oh, this other girl doesn't like the term baggage, but here's a woman calling it heavy baggage. So you may not like the term, but everybody uses it, women and men. Whether it's for selfish reasons or something else, it's perfectly fine for a man to refuse dating single moms. And that's the reason people have preferences. Unfortunately, some single moms are offended they could be found undateable and could care less about dating preferences. Yes, it is a dating preference. If I said, hey, I'm looking for a wife. Oh, by the way, I'm $250,000 in debt. That's something you gotta know about and something that women need to take into account. I bet if I said, I'm exactly this, and we went out and had a great couple of dates, and I said, oh, by the way, I'm like $250,000 in debt, and it's probably going to take me the rest of my life to work my way out of it. Do you think a lot of women would want to sign on to that baggage? No. So why would a guy necessarily want to sign on for children baggage? They desire to know why a man would choose not to date them solely based on having kids. He doesn't want the drama. Men don't like confrontation. Unfortunately, there's times when single moms date their exes, and their exes like to stir up trouble, right? We know the ex is going to be in her life. There's also stories of her getting back together with her ex for the kid's sake, and maybe they re-flared romance. That's just a hassle. He doesn't believe you're available to date. Yep, generally single moms devote a lot of time to their kids, right? And again, so I'm in my bus traveling around the country, and I happen to run into someone, and we can casually date for a month, great. But a lot of times women that have kids say, I don't want to casually date, I want to find a guy. I want to quit messing around. I want a guy to settle down. Guys don't want to settle down. And at the same time, there's a lot of hassle in trying to date a single mom. He wants you available 24/7. The man wants you to be available to him whenever he feels the need to be with you. Most single mothers aren't built like that. He wants a spontaneous relationship. That's what I was talking about with meeting like a Ukrainian or a Russian woman and going off to Thailand and then moving to Alaska or whatever. He can do better. Being a single mom somehow equates to undesirability, like having kids makes you unworthy of ever finding love. According to this guy, anyone who's not a single mom is better. It's likely these men believe every negative single mom stereotype. There's nothing you can do with that would change his mind. And really, why would you waste your time? Yeah, we can talk stereotypes, but do you know how stereotypes become stereotypes? Because they're often true. I mean, I won't talk about any stereotypes because I don't want to, you know, go down that path. But you know, you can make all the jokes you want, but there's a reason why stereotypes are stereotypes. He doesn't want to raise someone else's child. We talked about that, very much so. He doesn't want to risk attachment with your kids. This is true too. You know, if you guys are together and he doesn't have any kids and he looks after these kids, I've heard a lot of you guys say that you've dated single moms and you got close to the kids and then she blew you off or broke up or whatever, and you're gonna miss the kids probably more than you miss her. He isn't ready for a serious relationship. Oop, I got a button for that one.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Yeah, because a lot of guys just want to go out and have fun because they realize I don't want a serious relationship because usually it ends up in pain. It ends up in financial distress. It ends up in marriage, which a lot of women want, and that's not a direction we want to go. So usually hearing single mom and dating, you know they want something long-term that most women are not interested in casual. He doesn't like kids. Yeah, there you go. Like I got the old snip snip when I was 35. I have no plans of kids. Not that I don't like them. It's just they're to me like they're like a lasso for the next 18 years. They tie you with somebody for 18 years. I don't want that. I like being chaotic and just being all over the world and traveling and changing jobs and doing whatever interests me in the moment. You can't do that with kids. You have to have a very rock solid foundation for a healthy family. I don't want a rock solid foundation. I like living on sand. He's a single dad and likes it that way. Yep, and he wants kids of his own. Again, kind of what I talked about. So there we go, another example of, but she's insulted that guys call it baggage, and she's insulted that guys only want to maybe sleep with her or casually date her and don't want a long-term relationship. I don't know, maybe he divorced her, but with at least between 60 and 80% of women initiating divorce, we're going to go with this may be a case of the majority where she filed and she's getting attention. She says, I'm young and attractive. I was with him since I was 16. I have lots of attention from men. I've only been with him. I want to experience more men and more of the world and more guys and hypergamy and all this other stuff. And then when she does, all of a sudden, duh-oh, Scooby, no one's interested in anything long-term. And now she may be single until at least if the eight and we'll say 8 and 6, just for number's sake, you got 12 years to go. So you'll be 45 and then you'll be truly single again with kids that are 18 and up. And then you may be finding a 70-year-old that's interested in you. I don't know. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Some of you have been really kind. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. All of them are like 6-8 months old. That's all. So none of them are going back to the dinosaur age. We'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, ladies, you want these divorces. You want to see what's out there. And you're towing a couple of kids along. Or you're just into your mid or late 30s. The dating game changes. The attention you got at 24, even in your eyes, you look the same. The attention you got at 24 is going to change. It's not the same game out there.